All right, and we're away.
Mark, what are we listening to?
Nothing right now. I haven't turned anything on yet. We're sitting here poolside at the first annual, I guess, whatever, I don't know, at the Two Blind Squirrels pool party.
Oh, okay.
We are getting ready to catch up on some voicemails from you guys.
Okay.
We appreciate all of our friends who have called in and left us voicemails, and we'd like to play them. But we wanted to remind you that the pool party is playing your needs music. As you can tell, all we can hear is kids yelling at each other and swimming in a pool. We would like to invite you guys to send in your pool music. Yes, right. Your Texas pool party or just your pool party music that you'd like to have played in our playlist.
Mm-hmm.
And so send that in to brad.mcfadden@gmail.com. Use GrooveShark to do it, and we will we'll do that, right?
All righty. Okay.
And we'll play them. Yes, and it'll be fun.
All right, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to everybody's pool songs.
You are.
Mm-hmm. I am. Today, when I went into work out, because you were in my workout room when I went to work out.
Yes.
That's not good. Cool, by the way. I don't know if you know that, but that's my room.
We had things happening today. I had to get everything taken care of.
Anyway, but this song was playing when I was working out.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, I love this song.
I got to turn down the kids there. Could y'all need to be quiet for just a minute? And we need to turn this up. Time to live. You're a big old wuss. If you don't jump in the water. Yeah, when that summer sun starts to beat down, you don't know what to do. Grab your swimming trunk. Up that old igloo and drive until map turns blue. Daytona Beach on spring. That's Brad Paisley with
water.
Water.
Water. Water.
Water. You have to say it like that too, or it doesn't count.
Water.
All right, and we are having problems, not with Groove Shark, but with Gmail now.
All right.
Because nothing will work for me.
No. Why would it do that?
No.
What's wrong with it?
It's not playing the thing I told it to play.
No. Well,
there it goes.
This is Emperor.
Hey, the Emperor.
Kansas.
Emperor of Kansas.
And just calling to wish you a happy Valentine's Day. Of course, I don't know when you'll get around to playing this call, but hope to hear
He's
from
funny.
You.
He's
funny. Yeah.
Ha, 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 ha.
Yes.
Very funny. Yeah. Left that message last week.
Appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, which one did I play?
He thinks he's so funny.
Which one did I play?
The Emperor.
I know, but they're both from the Emperor, and I'm not sure which one.
Well, the next one he left, like, on St. Patrick's Day, I'm sure.
Let's see here.
Yeah, I thought y'all might be wondering what happened to Emperor Swain.
Yes.
Well,
very curious.
Few things. One being medical problems.
Yes, knew about those.
Finances. Third, we've just been lazy. We have to pick which one it is. Let us know over at Emperor's Flame 206. Oh my goodness, it's been so long since I've done the phone number. I forgot. Oh well.
I don't think we have one anymore.
Oh, okay. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, you have to get a call once a month, so be sure you call yourself once a month if you have one of those 206 numbers from K7.net, which is free, but you have to get a call every month or they turn the number off. Spore Skeeter lost her number, too.
Aww.
All right. Let's see who we got here.
There we have next.
Yes. There we go.
Hey, it's Kitch. June 18th, about 10 after 11, actually. It doesn't matter what episode I'm listening to because this has nothing to do with the episode that I'm listening to.
All right.
I am just literally passed by the American Girl store thing at the Galleria.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
And I had no idea it was that big. I thought it was just
huge.
Like the Disney store inside the mall.
No.
That thing was like a cube.
It's its own building.
A cube of stuff.
Yes.
I didn't see it, but I was like, it's a very large building for
American
Girl dolls.
Two stories.
Yeah, it's 2 stories tall. It's got a
escalators and a diner, a restaurant, and a hair salon, mm-hmm. and you can get
and
your
a library
and a library
and uh-huh. a nursery.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
It's huge.
Yeah, very large.
It's a giant cathedral to
dolls.
Selfish capitalism.
Yep. Yep.
I thought of you guys and I glared menacingly at it.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for me, Kitch.
For you, Brad. But yeah, I saw it and I was like, holy crap. I'm listening
Peace,
to Blind Squirrels, and there it is, right there. So, but I am actually listening to Blind Squirrels. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
That's funny.
Okay, bye.
I was just at the Galleria a couple days ago.
Yeah, Space Turtle. Justin Lemester here. Hey, Brad and Faith, just listening to Brad's rant about world sports. they played over my list. Or talked to him. Thank you, Faith, for sticking up, making sure that my list didn't play. With the last one getting unheard.
You're welcome.
She's got your back.
I do. I got you. I'm looking for you.
Not for you. Anyway, talking about other countries whining when they lose and stuff. Because in America, what you do when you don't like the other team is you get a tie on and you break their ankle or their knee or hire somebody to break their knee.
Yep.
So.
No, that was horrible too. We trashed her in the news, and she was the big story that happened. That was not acceptable behavior.
But that's what he's saying that they do.
But in Spain, they do this, and it's just fine. Oh, that's just what they do.
Oh,
you know, they just that's just how, you know.
Well, and they won too. See all that whining.
You know, yeah. I've actually seen Tonya Harding ice skating once.
Really?
Yay. This is before she was infamous. It was just. Somebody.
Just some any old person.
Anyways, I thought that was funny. I don't know if you do, but, you know, a lot of things are funny. All right.
Oh, wait.
We broke into song. I like it.
He broke into song and left?
I like it when that happens. makes me happy in my
With
head.
With water.
What?
Space Turtle. So Brad was talking about the football, world football players rolling around screaming, ah, when they get hit or something.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You know what that reminded me of?
What?
When screaming like that?
What?
And talking about it reminded me of when Brad got hit in the head by something that Faith threw.
What is this? Is this new?
It's not funny when I get hurt.
Is this new?
It's not funny when I get hurt.
I didn't throw it at him. I hit him with it. I didn't throw it at him.
No, you threw something at me. The last thing happened was you threw something at me.
Oh, yeah. What was that? What did I throw at you? Huh. That was like paper or something, you big whiny baby. It was paper. Hello?
No,
it did hurt.
I'm not talking to you.
It was like paper.
I'm not talking to you. You threw it again! Threw a pencil! I'm telling you, you can't trust her with anything.
Yeah, Faith, I just wanted to call and say, I'm enjoying your podcast while I'm mowing the lawn. Yeah, it's fun listening to you while I mow the lawn because, you know, it's not 100 degrees or anything like that when I mow the lawn. Well, that's it. That's all I had to say.
Oh my goodness.
Really, only the OJG would do that to
why
us.
Why is he?
That's
why
just
is
obnoxious.
He, what is going on?
You know why? Because he said he was going to get you back for your nasty words.
My nasty words.
Yeah, you laughed at him and carried on, and he said, "Oh, it's on.
It's on." I apologized. I asked him to forgive me.
You did not.
I did too.
You did not. You had your fingers crossed.
Did
I know,
not.
I know you.
I did not have no fingers. No fingers.
You did not.
I did too. I apologize and asked you to forgive me on Twitter and everything.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Podcast while I'm mowing the lawn.
While I'm mowing the lawn. Are you preaching too?
Because, you know, it's not 100 degrees or anything like that when I mow the lawn.
I think he
that's it. That's all I had to say.
I think he sent it to me twice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because that's the same message, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Uh-huh. He sent it to me twice.
Yeah, it's not hot there while he mows the lawn.
It's not 100 degrees.
Yeah.
Boy, I like to die last night.
It was humid.
It was not just humid. It was stinking hot. Holy schmolies. That was unbelievable.
You needed some water.
You're obsessed.
Hi, Brad and Faith. It's Scott from EDFBA.
Hello, Scott.
I just listened to your most recent show with Faith 24. In regards to this pool, I was thinking that you should name it after Sulphur Springs' most famous and well-beloved citizen. So you should call it the Buford Christian School.
That's Brad, nobody come.
Start your own business. I was wondering if this was going to be installing DSL in homes or not. Anyway, hi, Cindy, and be blessed. Have a great summer with Helen. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Yes, starting your own business is fun.
Mm-hmm.
I highly recommend
good
it to everyone.
Mm-hmm. Good times.
Yes, there's lots of wonderful things that happen.
Mm-hmm.
You get to learn lots of stuff. Taxes and
the biggest thing you learn is that it has nothing to do with your big plan and your timing. It's all up to the Lord.
Yeah, you gotta just lay all that down. Yeah, because
he's got his own
whatever
timetable.
You had planned. It ain't gonna happen,
and it certainly ain't mine.
Scott from EDPA again. I just want to let you know I will be sending in a list of two songs that creeped me out as a kid. And then also I was just wondering if you could comment if you were going to touch on the high school favorites and most disliked song thing again, because my computer was down when you did it the last
time. I'm sorry, that ship has sailed. We don't, no. I'm sorry, we got four, this ship don't, no, we don't back up.
Yeah, okay.
Fine.
Whatever.
If you do it again, that'd be great. If not, yeah, that's okay.
Grandiose.
Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, we'll probably have a catch-up day one day when I figure here in a little while when I run out of topics, we'll just go, anything that you wanted to send in but you didn't,
yeah,
you know,
send
that,
it in and we'll play
that
it.
That relates to one of our past topics.
We're having a potluck show.
Yeah. Genius. Potluck.
We're having potluck. You never know what you're going
to
get.
But with potluck songs, it does require an explanation. You have to say why you're sending it in. What, you know, yes. Is it a creepy song? Is it an overplayed song? Mm-hmm. Is it da 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 da? Or I sent you this song because I wanted you to play it.
I just like
and
it.
And I have no reason.
Yeah.
But that's fine. Just
play
some
song.
Kind of explanation will be required.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But right
it's
now.
It's like a forward. Like when you send a forward, if you don't give me a note with your forward and you just forward me a forward, I won't read it.
Yeah,
it gets deleted. If there's a note that says, hey, Faith, I thought you'd really like this, then I'll read it.
Automatically into the trash.
Automatically goes in the trash. I told my mother, Mom, don't forward me things unless you write a note. Otherwise, I won't read them.
Meanwhilest, we are doing pool party songs.
Yes,
so
we are.
If you have a song that needs to be played at our pool party, you
and
need to get it in because the next show will probably start our pool party.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Get it in. Get them in. Get them in.
Hi there. This is Ken from Honolulu.
Hello, Ken.
You know, Faith.
Yes.
That is really not fair. I really liked those two songs from Blondie and that other girl about how they want to be with their guy and they're going to stalk him. I never thought of the song as a stalker song. Oh, now I can't hear them and without thinking of that. Gee, you just...
I'm going to get you one way or another. I'm going to find
two
you.
Two good songs for me. But gosh, that was funny. Hey, the song... The reason the song Don't Stand So Close to Me by the Cars creeps you out is because it's about a pedophile who...
Don't Stand So Close to Me is by the Police.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to tell you what Faith was just doing. Use your imagination and add 10.
The Cars? What did he think it was, the Cars? Okay, go ahead.
Who got caught in an inappropriate relationship with his student. Wow. Well, I really enjoy the shows. Thank you. Aloha.
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 Don't stand so
close.
Don't
to me.
Stand so. Don't stand so
water.
Close to me.
Actually, this is Christina, and
hello, Christina.
I happen to like those songs that you said. You can hate them off the bat. I like the Hamster song, I like Cotton Eye Joe, and I like Billy Ray Cyrus, even when he wants his mullet back.
I'm sorry.
Which is really...
I apologize.
It's really weird because I'm not a big fan of country and western music. But I'll ask you why.
Well, obviously, you're a fan of
just
stuff that other people don't care for. Sorry.
I like those. But, and I thought I did send you a third underplay. I'll have to go back and look and see what I did wrong. I must have accidentally X'd it out. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. And again, sorry. Okay. Moving right along.
All righty then. Now you got that song in my head. Thanks. Don't stand so
close
to me. Don't stand so.
In the year.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
25. Brad might play this voicemail. In the year.
Hey. 25. Hey.
I got nothing. You know,
yeah. This, you're a big bag.
You know, I like the Groove Shark shows, but let's get some of the old stuff going on in there. When you got like 4 or 5 Groove Shark shows back and forth against each other, I'm like, it's another Groove Shark show. It's like taking a beating, you know? I know it's easy for you because the content is there, but could you like maybe like between Groove Shark shows for the regular show? Maybe Drew Buford could do his own show.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Know. Buford and Brad. Now, that would be interesting. And Faith would have to get that on video.
Yeah, I would.
That's all. Oh, by the way, check out my new podcast, The Wired Homeschool, over at thewiredhomeschool.com. Bye.
Bye. Oh,
the
cool.
Wired Homeschool?
He's got a new one. Isn't that cool?
Is he doing the OJG?
Yeah, he's still doing OJG.
Okay. Huh.
So.
The Wired Homeschool. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a Wired Homeschool. It's like amped up.
Yeah.
We have homeschool on homeschool.
Oh, boy.
Like.
Mm-hmm. So.
Times 10.
Well, the reason why we've done so many Groove Shark shows is because we got such good feedback on them and people keep sending us stuff. And if we take breaks in between them, I don't know that we can keep up with the amount of stuff that's coming in.
We get a hard enough time that we don't do stuff time anyway.
Exactly. And we try to mix up things. And
well, we haven't done a regular show in a while, and I have missed that, actually.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I think maybe we should do you know, something like that. Oh, I heard y'all needed me to come in here and do a show with
you. No, we don't need you to come in and do a show.
Yeah, I heard that.
No, he said that he wanted you to do a show with Brad, not me.
Yeah, he wanted you to do a show with me. You mean me and you doing a show, like, together? Yes. Without Faith? That's what he said.
Yeah, that'd be good. I get to videotape it.
I don't do video.
Why not?
I try to keep a low profile. I wanted in too many counties.
You mean you don't have a profile?
I got a
profile. Are you been profiled?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
We want to avoid that at all times.
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't need any videos, plays on your cell phones.
What? Wait, hey! Buford?
What?
Buford?
What?
Get your glass out of the way.
No, thank you.
I can't.
I'm wanted in too many states. You have to blur out my face whenever you're showing me. I have not signed any releases. I was on 2 episodes of Cops, but they had to blow out my face there. They had to blur it up.
They had to blur it up.
You can see me, though. You can see the tattoo on my shoulder, though. It says I love Mama.
Oh, that's good.
You can touch my tattoo. Just don't touch it where it says Mama.
Oh, why?
Because it says Mama.
Okay. I thought maybe it hurt or something.
No, it's very personal.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Why did you come in here? Because the Jesus Geek said I should come in here and do a show with you.
Well, do you
he didn't mean right now.
And the Jesus Geek isn't in charge of this show.
Why don't you do a show with the Jesus Geek?
Why don't you go ride the lawnmower with the Jesus Geek?
That's a good idea. Ride a lawnmower.
Yeah, Jesus Geek needs you to do his lawn for him.
Why would you ride on a lawnmower? Who's going to push it?
The motor?
You mean a goat?
Mm-mm. Motor. Motor goat.
A motor goat?
A motor goat.
You're so wrong. You know, girl, you just ain't right. That ain't right. She tickled Buford. And it tickled her that she tickled Buford.
I've never done
another red letter day. Hey there, Skeeter Pie. Come on in.
Hey, Helen's here. You okay, Helen? What, baby? Your tummy hurts? Too big of a day today, huh? We'll take care. She's not laughing at that.
What did you say?
Well, he's right here. Why don't you ask him? Buford, what did you say?
What do you mean? What I said to make her laugh? No, she told me I had a motor goat. And she thinks that's funny because it made me laugh. Because all I could picture was a goat hanging over my John boat with his lips in the water going.
Oh, golly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure, Skeeter Pie. You can give me a hug. Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, you smell good, too. Did you just get out of the bathtub?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. I took a bath last spring.
Okay.
She ran away.
Well, anyway, I want to do that show with Jesus Geek. You just tell me when.
Okay. He'll come by and pick you up on the lawnmower.
Brad, you going to set that up for me?
Yeah, I'll set it up for you.
Okay, good. You let me know when that is. I'll be there with bells on and a motorboat. A motor goat. I got to draw that because I think that'd be funny. All right, I'll see y'all guys later.
Bye.
A motor goat. You're just too funny, aren't you?
Just rolled her eyes Skeeter, at me.
Skeeter, come sit down and we'll get
she
you
just
some.
Just rolled her eyes at me.
We'll get you some tummies or some tums.
She doesn't need any tums.
She rolled her eyes at you because you're silly. Did we play this one?
I don't know.
Hey, this is Chelsea.
No.
Hey, Chelsea. I just heard my list and read the email because on that, the.
More complaints.
Bad moon rising. You know, it is about the end of the world. Kind of creepy. Good. Poppy song, but you know,
creepy.
End of the world stuff.
End of the world.
And then, well, you just read the email, but then listen to In a Gutta Da Vida, you know, where I said, because it just freaked me out. Anyway.
Okay.
I don't need to play this on the air, but just in case.
Well, you know we don't screen calls. You should know better than that.
Yeah, it's not going to go anywhere else but the
air. If you don't want it to play polite on the air, you're going to say that at the beginning
right.
of the call.
Right.
I have 14 updates on my phone. Holy cow.
Maybe you ought to.
Apparently, I haven't done that in
maybe
a while.
You know how to do that. Maybe you ought to not do it while we're podcasting.
I can do it. No problem. Because all I have to do is that, and then they update.
All by themselves.
Yep.
This is the Beelzebub. I blind your squirrels. I blame them. Love me, please.
Who was that?
It was Beelzebub. He said he was Beelzebub.
What? Billy, Alex, you, Zachary? Huh? Is it Zachary? Zach? Redhead? Oh. I'm eating two hair.
What is going on?
I have no idea. This is very interesting. Okay, well, that was an interesting call, and thank you so very much.
Whoever that was who accidentally called us.
Would you like me to give out the phone number?
Yeah, that'd be good. You might want to take that off your little list there.
Yeah, you might want to. Whoever that was, thank you for sharing.
Put lock on your deal there. On your screen. So anybody go watch The Good Guys that Brad thinks is the best show ever?
The Good Guys! We have The Good Guys recorded and it is so awesome. You guys gotta check out The Good Guys. The Good Guys is filmed in Dallas. It is so awesome.
Okay, we've already...
Dan Starks is my hero. He is so cool.
You know what that says about you? It says so many things. I just don't even
know
where to start.
Why you guys aren't playing people's voicemails. I'm sure a lot of people have wonderful responses to these song lists that you're playing, and you're not playing.
Look, why don't you? I got an idea. Why don't you go start your own show? Jay and Geek, you think you can do it better than me?
That was Dave.
I left you a message from
that is
my
Jesus
lawnmower.
You're right.
I left you a message from the year 2525, and you're not playing messages. I try to go to
you. I got an idea. Why don't you do a show where all you do is play people's messages? You think you can do it so good? You think you're so good, and I'm so bad, and I'm so horrible and stuff? Good Lord! Here's an idea. Why don't you call in every third time with an actual message, not just to complain about how I'm doing my show? Then I wouldn't have so many voicemails to play!
Okay.
Holy Jesus geek!
Oh, boy.
Your website and leave a comment on the website, but every post says comments are closed. What's going on? Huh? First,
yeah, I had an issue with that. I was getting a lot of spam. Like 20,000 posts, 20,000 spams a day.
Yeah, that had to stop.
I had to do, I wasn't, and nobody was leaving me any good messages. So I'm like, okay, 20,000 to zero. I'm turning it off. Sorry. There's lots of ways you can get a hold of me. I give my email out freely, brad.mcfadden@gmail.com. And you can always, you know, send me a voicemail at 206-350-6956, and I will play it eventually. Eventually! John Wilkerson!
You disappear for 3 millennia, and then all of a sudden you come back in
3 weeks! Not 3 millennia! Weeks! Weeks!
That's less than 45-day fast.
Weeks!
Or 40-day or
yeah!
Whatever.
Yeah! Oh, good point! Oh, you, of all people! You, Mr. 40 Days, I'm going and not talking to nobody!
Okay.
And you don't want to hear from it. You're just like, oh, just send me your song list so I don't have to do anything for the podcast.
Okay, stop.
I'm a lazy podcaster. Come on, let's get going. Let's get to the family stuff and the wife and the husband stuff and the funny stuff. And, you know, not that wife and husband stuff, because I don't want to hear that.
It's business time.
But, you know, there's some funny stuff. Some stuff. Talk about your stuff.
How about I just talk about you? Let's make an entire show about the Jesus geek. Yeah, he calls me all the time. He tells me how I'm doing a bad job doing my show. Let's just make a whole show called Jesus Geek Brails on Bread. It says what everybody else is thinking. I know what you're all thinking. You're thinking I'm lazy and I don't do anything, but I got a lot of stress, people. And it's stressful, people. I get people that just don't know what they're doing anymore. Try to get and Faithful, but she don't want to come. She just wants to be in front of the Fritos and everything. And I just, I don't know what I'm gonna do anymore.
Just let John take care of the show.
All I need is Jesus. All I want is a glass of sweet iced tea and a 12-second kiss.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's all I know.
Okay.
Tell the Jesus geek to leave me alone. He's picking on me.
Made you cry.
The next one's going to be a good one.
Okay. He wasn't done. Did you quit? You're not going to let him talk anymore?
He was done. It was over.
I live so far north.
You did not. You did not. Just freaking make fun of me.
and you
did not. No, I'm listening to you as you continue your melodic. No. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. This means war, Mr. McFadden.
And see, all those other horrible voicemails were before he found out I made fun of him.
Mr. McFadden, you are so freaking dead. I am going to plague your podcast with so much. I don't know what. Golly, if I were going on vacation next week, it would be.
You've already plagued me before you even knew I made fun of you.
Okay, no, I got 3 days. I got 3 days. 3 days. 3 days.
We would be playing no more messages from this area code.
None. That's it.
The next 3 days are going to be
501 area code is now boycotted from this show.
Twitter and Facebook and voicemail hell for you.
He actually didn't. He forgave me.
That was that.
Anyway, all right. Well, listen, we have lots more voicemails, but we are out of time. Skeeter has a tummy ache. She needs to get to bed. Faith has got Fritos that she has got to eat, or they are going to die. And I got to go watch The Good Guys, and Dan Starks is calling my name because Dan Starks is awesome. Did I mention that?
Yeah.
And so, yeah. But we will definitely get to the rest of your voicemails very, very soon, which is always a fun show for us.
You know what should be John Wilkerson's theme song with the two blind squirrels?
What's that?
Don't stand so. Don't stand so. Don't stand so close to me.
Is that what you think?
Yeah. That's what I think.
Okay.
That's what I think, John. John. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
If you all had any idea.
What?
Any idea.
I think
how much we put up with.
I think this should be John Wilkerson's theme song to the two blind squirrels. Can you see him mowing his yard?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Sometimes I feel like I could run away. I've got to.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Send in your songs for the pool party. We're going to have a blast at the pool party. And it's not just going to be just playing your songs. We got lots planned for the pool party. It's going to be fun. We have exciting news and all kinds of stuff. You're going to be so excited. It's going to be so much fun. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for your patience. We know we're not podcasting as much as we should or have been, but it's been a crazy summer, and it continues. Trust me, it continues. Today was unbelievable. Okay, vamos con Dios!
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.